This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد. Once again everybody, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alright guys, so we are now in the sixth and final section of the surah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ. Tell them, or say, do you actually perceive, رَأَيْتُمْ in Arabic is not just physically seeing, but also perceiving, thinking. Have you ever pondered or reflected that if Allah were to kill me violently or give me violent death, إِهْلَاك in Arabic is a violent death, as opposed to إِمَاتَ. From maut. Maut is simply death. But halak is a violent death, right? So if Allah were to kill me, and this is the Prophet saying, if Allah were to give me a violent death about himself, وَمَنْ مَعِيَ, and along with me, whoever is with me. If he was to kill me and the people along with me. أَوْ رَحِمَنَا, or if he was to show us mercy. Incredible words. Instead of saying, if he were to give me a violent death or leave me alive. Yet again, a cross comparison. Instead of saying, kill me or spare me, he said, kill me or show me mercy and love and care. So to Allah, life itself is rahmah. Life itself. And we don't wish for death. We wish for Allah's rahmah. So anybody who has hopes in Allah's rahmah is not hoping that they die soon or something. That's not the way the Muslim thinks. SubhanAllah. فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then who is going to rescue or save? The word, interesting vocabulary, يُجِيرُ, أَجَارَ يُجِيرُ, إِجَارَةً comes from جِير, and جَيْر and جِيرَان, which is used for neighbor. And actually, إِجَارَ means of you to be protected in the vicinity you're in. So who is going to give you vicinity? Like, you know, إِجَارَ is literally when a neighbor comes and says, I'll take care of you, come and hide in my basement, or come and stay with me. And that kind of protection is actually called ijara. Okay? So Allah neighbors you when He protects you. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Protect us with your company from the fire. Right? By being our neighbor. So bring us close to you and away from fire. That's actually ijara. As opposed to qina adab an nar. Protect us. That's just protection raw. But ajirna, ijara is actually to be in the company of someone and protect them. Okay? And that's why you get the word neighbor from it. Al-jar, jiran, things like that. Okay? Anyway, فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who is going to protect disbelievers from a painful punishment? A few interesting things to note here is it began with قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. Do you all see? Do you all see? And if the question begins like that, it should end with فَمَنْ يُجِيرُكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Do you all see who's going to save you from painful punishment? But it says فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It actually stops addressing them. This is actually a third degree on top. What do I mean by that? In the beginning, Allah was talking to them directly. Then Allah said, I'm not going to talk to you directly, I'll have my Prophet talk to you. Now, the Prophet is talking to them and halfway through, he's not even talking to them directly. He switches over فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It's this third degree of separation. Just get lost. Other implications of the use of al-kafirin here is Allah highlights it's not just you're not just being thrown into hell or being thrown into painful punishment because you're you, it's because you're in denial. It's because you're burying the truth inside. So the cause for you being treated this way is not just there's some animosity, it's not personal. If it's simply personal, you don't have to highlight the quality kafirin. The fact that the quality has been highlighted is suggesting that this is the reason for which you are being treated this way. Please understand that the word kafir in the Quran is never used as a generic term or as a soft term. Kafir is a pretty bad word in the Quran. You're not in a good place if you're a kafir. You're not in the good books with Allah. It's not a general, just neutral term for non-Muslims in the Quran. You know, we use it that way. We actually use kafir for any non-Muslim. And that maybe something became coined in Islam, in Muslim civilization and sociology. We kind of just, as convenience, started talking about every non-Muslim as kafir, right? But the Quran doesn't. The Quran is actually very emphatic in how it talks about this particular brand of non-believer, this particular brand. And it has other language for other kinds of non-Muslims, okay? So there is a subtle difference in terminology.